Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
To have you back with us. It seems like it's been ages since we've spoken with you. Time is going by so quickly. But you're here.
I'm here. And thank you so much, Carol. I love being back here.
Well,
thank you.
Love having you. We love having you. And I particularly love what we're going to be talking about on the show this week. And certainly something that I think we're all interested in. Perhaps it's an area that we don't totally understand, but we will be aware of it because from even from childhood, we're all made aware, aren't we, that we have a guardian angel.
That's right.
Your guardian angel is around you. But I think life sometimes gets in the way then as we get older and perhaps we become a bit more cynical or we just lose belief and think, well, there's no such thing as guardian angels. You, on the other hand, would say that is so not the case.
Yes. And I wasn't always, as you know, a believer. It was through meditation that I had a connection with them. That's why they came in. But from my experience of doing this for the last, oh God, maybe 15 years, I am so aware that every single person has a guardian, whether you're aware of them or not, they're there with you. And normally when I would see someone's aura, it would be normally more than one. There'll be a number of beings that would step in. I call them your healing team. They're angelic energies that are your guardians. They can be archangels, they can be angels, loving divine intelligence that wants to support, help and assist you, that will never leave your side. I believe that is with you before you even came into this world and will remain with you until you pass over again. And their role is just to love you. And I know it's very hard. Life can be hard. We go through experiences of feeling challenged or anxious, afraid. We often, as you say, will feel quite skeptical and cynical in relation to any kind of divine support or help. And my experience of this would be that even if you were to try having an inner communication or just putting it out there that you would love to have a little bit more peace, a little bit more support from your healing teams, from your guardians, they will happily oblige. Picture who you love the most in this world. That's only a fraction of how much you're loved by your guardians. And their role is, when possible, when they can, to shine a bit of love towards you, to encourage you to let that love in, to allow yourself to feel that you're worthy of going to where you really want to go, you know, to follow the highest path.
And where do they come from?
Well, this is a very good question. From my understanding, they're a divine intelligence. They come from the source of light and love. Some people call it God. Some people call it universal energies or your higher self. They are beings that are created out of love. Their role is to promote love within anyone who wants to work with them. No matter what you've done or not done in this life, nothing you could ever do, nothing can separate you from them. We separate ourselves, but they're always there. They're always available.
So how do you connect with them and how do you know that they're there? Because there's probably people listening who might say, well, you know what? You know, I've always been taught, well, your guardian angel is there to protect you. Well, where was my guardian angel when, you know, I crashed my car or when I, you know, nearly killed myself crossing the road? Well, actually, if you didn't kill yourself crossing the road, maybe that's exactly where your guardian angel was, to protect you from being killed crossing the road. But do you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, no, I do. I do. How do you know that they're there?
How do you know that they're there? And how do you connect with them?
Well, anytime, all the time, you can connect with them because they never leave you. And as I know, the more stressed and tense and worried we are, the denser our energies, the harder it is to be at peace, the harder it is to find a connection with a sense of well-being. So it's very hard when things are going really hard on us to feel any kind of angelic support or connection. However, even if you've never heard this before, even if this is brand new and you're with a raised eyebrow listening, going, right, I would strongly encourage you to try and communicate in your mind or even aloud and call them. Just, you could say something simple like, I invite my guardian angel to be more present in my life and to help me with A, B and C. If you find things are a little bit hard, I know I'm like a broken record, but meditation, it doesn't matter what type of meditation you do, but doing something every day where you have a chance to marinate in the things that need to be supported within you and to what I say is always breathe in that light and breathe out the hurt. That really does help. But for those that are really not at that place yet, they don't want to or don't feel inclined to meditate, try and get into a connection of communication. And sometimes people will communicate with their guardian angel. Sometimes people find it easier if maybe if they have a grandfather, a grandmother, someone in spirit that they trusted and loved deeply, and they might be mindfully communicating with them. It doesn't matter, as long as you're open to support, help and assistance for life become easier. That's the most important thing.
And what is it that your guardian angel can do for you?
So many things, in fact. Your guardian angel's role is to love you and to raise your vibrations and to encourage and guide and support you to find your highest path, to do things you love, to follow your dreams, to work through your stuff. We all have stuff. We've all had experiences. And you mentioned earlier about where was your guardian angel when you went crashed your car or whatever may have happened. And the thing is, sometimes, as hard as it may sound, we actually have to experience certain things. So we'll learn a bit more about ourselves or because maybe we've chosen a certain path that is nothing to do with the angels, down to ourselves for whatever reason. And that path has led us to that experience. And at every point, those beautiful beings are available to gently guide and support you to when you ask them to help. You may find that your eyes may be drawn to something of significance, that you may be aware of hearing a conversation or something else that will answer, be an answer to you. Oftentimes, a very good sign when your guardian angel or any divine being is close by would be a sense of peace that will sweep over you, normally within a few seconds or a few minutes afterwards. And that's a very good sign that they're there saying, look, we hear you. We know life is not very easy for you at the moment, but just hang in there. Ask for help. They'll often guide you towards people, scenarios, situations that can help you if you need help or support. Now, obviously, if things are going really hard and you need help, you go to the professionals that you need, do you know?
Because maybe that's the path.
Exactly. And that's fabulous. It's a path of healing and you need to follow that if that be the case. But they can help you with everything and anything.
You ask them? Because I'll take that back, but I think a lot of us are doubting Thomas's, basically. Yeah. Can you ask for proof? Is it okay
for
proof? Did you?
I did. Way back, like in 2007, 2008, when I was starting this journey. And although I felt their presence and I felt it very strong, and I used to see colours and symbols and everything when I'd be doing my meditation, and I'd feel life was really progressing and things were really healing for me. I had a lot going on and I was really feeling that I was making progress. And I remember feeling that I really wanted to do this work full time, but being quite terrified, as I had a young daughter and I had a mortgage and I was on my own with the whole lot. And I thought, God, how could I ever manage it? And I remember putting it out there saying, right, if this is meant to be, can you just give me a sign? Can you just show me in some way that this is all real? And I did. I had many different, it took a while now, maybe 6 to 9 months afterwards. But I remember doing my meditation one day and I was reading that book by Lorna Byrne, Angels in My Hair. And so I was really kind of tuned into that energy anyway. And I opened my eyes and I just remember seeing this hand of light. I know that sounds really strange. And it obviously wasn't my own hands. And I just thought, wow, this is the sign I've been looking for. And it wasn't your typical, I was expecting to see an angel with wings outstretched, or I don't know, it was like meeting a part of myself, a higher part of myself. But it was at that time I said, right, this is where I'm going to choose now to dedicate to moving on to this path. So, and since then, subsequently, I've had amazing experiences, but it wouldn't be everybody would have that experience. I know some people would, and it's not an experience I have all of the time.
But you're always convinced that they're there with you?
Oh, completely.
24/7?
Completely. Yeah, completely. I would do meditations in the morning and the evening, only for a few minutes, not for hours. But normally how I would see them on a daily basis would be lovely colours behind my eyes. And that would be something that a lot of people would speak about. That would be something a lot of people would speak about. Like, even if you don't do any meditation or you're just trying to sleep yourself at nighttime, or you're closing your eyes for a few minutes and you see a lovely purple or violet colour behind your eyes, or a white light or blue or whatever colour it may be.
But some people now might be listening going, that's not an angel. That's just when you close your eyes in the dark and it's your retina or something, you know, working out. I'm not trying to.
I know.
You know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So how do you know? But that's my point. How do you know? How can you How can you measure the difference between the fact, okay, it's just my eyes adjusting to the darkness, as opposed to these colours are actually representing something that's much deeper or higher than that?
Well, how a good way of knowing for sure would be if you've called in your angels when you're doing your meditation. If you asked a certain archangel, every archangel has a specific frequency or colour that they radiate from their auras, which we will often see. For example, Michael often can be seen as a gold, a blue, or a purple, often known as blue, but purple and gold come in too. Or Zadkiel can be the ultraviolet flame, can be purple light. And so I could go on all day with the different colours that could be there. So basically, what the difference being, sometimes, as you say, if you're seeing your retina, your aura colours, your retina, that will die down after a few seconds. If you're connecting with the angels and you're doing your meditation, often that will last for the whole process of, may could be up to half an hour, it could be even longer. It could be that every time you close your eyes, a certain colour, like a green colour comes in, or a beautiful purple colour comes in. And this can be symbolic of that there is a lovely healing energy or divine intelligence that's now working with you, that wants to support you. And to be reassured, what I'd often do is call an angel three times. Say, for example, I'm uncertain about when I'm sitting down and I'm feeling a bit tired, or, you know, I have a bit of head pressure, or I just don't feel that the energy is the way I'd like it to be. I'll often call Michael in. And three times, three for me being a very powerful and protected number. And that's what will come, as much as I'm aware, as a universal number. Once anything is invoked three times, that's what comes in. So that's how I would see or sense that energy. Sometimes, oftentimes, when you've seen those colours behind your eyes and you've sat back, and different cultures may interpret that as different deities or beings. For me, it's the archangels and their absolute love. But you'll normally feel very relaxed, a sense of peace, a sense of calm. Any heaviness or tension may have lifted from your body. That's another good way of knowing that it's an angelic communication that's coming in for you.
So anybody listening then this morning, Debbie, who's thinking, okay, maybe I'll give this a shot, haven't done it before, but what have you got to lose? And actually, what do you have to lose? You've got nothing to lose. Yeah. Where would you start? What would you recommend that we would do, you know, the little baby steps to get us going and to start that connection?
Well, basically, I would strongly encourage meditation.
But if you're not, I think a lot of people still, even though you know, we talk more about meditation than probably we ever did.
Yeah.
I think for many people, it's still a case of, I don't have time to sit down for, I don't have time to sit down for 2 minutes. I can't quieten my mind for 10 minutes, you know.
What I would say is find a comfortable chair, somewhere nice and quiet, somewhere that's where you're not going to be distracted. If your phone is beside you, put it on silent. Dedicate a few minutes just for you. It doesn't have to be long. It can be 2 or 3 minutes. And get comfortable. Close your eyes. And sometimes people would be a bit nervous, even though they're there with us all the time. When we actually go unconsciously, you know, to make that connection, we might get a bit, ooh, what's going to happen here? Do you know, really, you're really supported. You're really protected. I guarantee you, if it would frighten the life out of you to see colours behind your eyes, or to feel a tingling over your body, or for the temperature to drop or rise, it's not going to happen. The last thing the angels want to do is frighten you. They won't do anything that would discourage you from healing or from connecting back into yourself. They'll never do anything to discourage that. So what I would say is, close your eyes, because it's easier to connect into yourself when you're not looking around you. Although some people like to light a candle and stare into the flame, and if that's you, that's fine, perfect. But say, for example, you can't go wrong with Archangel Michael. Call Michael three times, the Archangel. And always give them 10 to 15 seconds, because they know before you call them that you're going to call them. But it'll take our physical body and the different layers of our aura that length of time to become accustomed and acclimatized to the energy of the Archangel as they step in. So when I say accustomed and acclimatized, it would not be unusual, if I'm working with the angels, that I'll feel a tingling in my hands or in my body, that there'll be a wave of energy, a sense, as I said earlier, of peace, a sense of reassurance, a sense of calm. That would be the highlight, the main one. Some people would experience a beautiful smell that has nothing to do with their surroundings, but may be symbolic of a certain type of angelic energy that's there with them. Some people will be aware of a change in temperature. And this is nothing to worry about. As different angelic energies come in, the temperature will change. I mean, and I could talk about that some other time again. But And some people won't have any experience at all. And that's probably the hardest one, because you're like, wow.
I'm not feeling anything, so there's nothing there.
Exactly.
But that's not true.
No, it's not. No, absolutely not. And sometimes it's the gift of faith. That's the one you have to learn to do, do you know? But it does work, as in, if you try to do this and if you do it every day, and if you get used to inviting them in, and I mean this in a loving way, to challenge them to help you, to ask them to support you, knowing that the one thing about them is they'll only ever communicate with you in a way that's uplifting, that's encouraging, and that's loving. So if anything else is ever in your mind or in your awareness, that is not angelic. And you can disregard that. Angels, their purpose is to love, uplift, and support you, to protect you. And that's all that they will do.
Okay. All right. So start with your 2 minutes or 3 minutes and just and give it time.
And give it time.
Give it time. Give
and
it
just
time.
Be open to allowing what needs to come.
Okay.
And so sometimes if you find you're a bit spacey or if you're having a very strong reaction, I would suggest that you get used to grounding yourself. And by that I mean try breathing the light, imagining the light under your feet and breathing it up into your body and just feeling really connected to the earth beneath you. That will really help to stabilize and support you as well.
I think it's a lovely thing. As I said, you know, what have you got to lose? I mean, having your guardian angel around you.
Oh,
I mean, gosh,
fabulous.
I just think it's a wonderful way to go through life, believing that you are supported. And
yes,
as you would say, Debbie, because you are supported.
That's it.
So there. Debbie Boyle, angelic healer and teacher. Thank you so much, Debbie. And it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. And before you go, angelicconnections.ie is Debbie's website, by the way, if you want to find out more about Debbie and the wonderful work that she does. I know you have a workshop coming up on the 1st of June, is it?
Yes,
yeah.
It's the Angelic Energy Healing, the level one. So it's a professional healing course. I'm running it online this time. I haven't done that before. Well, not in a long time. And that will be Wednesday mornings from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. online. Now, to attend, you must be live with me. And afterwards, there is a 3-hour practical in the Healing Centre in Lucan, in the Heart Wings. So you can do it for yourself, in which case you can just attend. You don't need to be live. But if you're wanting to become a healer, you need to be live with me. And more details found on my website.
Okay, well, I've taken some of Debbie's courses before and I can't recommend them more highly, honestly. So angelicconnections.ie. And of course, you're on Facebook as well, if anyone
Instagram.
Wants more
Thank
information.
You.
Debbie, a pleasure to have you back and look forward to chatting with you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much.